Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Romania, Australia, Belgium, Brazil, Chechnya, Hungary, Ireland, Japan, Latvia, Mexico, Nigeria, Philippines, Russia, Slovenia, South Africa, United States.
Greetings, netizens from around the world. The planet is once again listening to the technology show for Generation E. McWilliams Cyberline, coming at you around the world via the internet, coast to coast via satellite, USA Radio Network. So that first hour is a practice one. Then the second hour, everything, all the tumblers click.
Yeah.
Now in the third hour, I mean, this thing will really be humming.
In the third hour? We're going to stay another hour?
Oh, that's right. That's 1.0, wasn't it? Yeah. After we got out of the wilderness, we lost the third hour. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Note to self, no third hour. Okay. Happy to be here.
We just have to pack all this amazing, wonderful technology information into just 2 hours.
And we'll what we ought to do, like the old days. We'll have a third hour on the internet.
Yeah, that's fun.
We can record it after we do this and then go home at 3 in the morning. No. All right. Yeah. So you had some specs when we left off on
we were talking about the Samsung Galaxy S10 5G, and it's really a slick phone, but yes, it is an expensive phone. From T-Mobile, it's $1,299.
That kind of money I can get a used Kia.
$1,299, and they got a payment plan if you want to break it out.
Oh, sure. Well, you know.
Well, you got to break it out. It's like, ooh. So, anyway, wonderful phone, though. They've got some really great features. Now, part of the features are just from the Galaxy S10, period.
Yeah.
They've got that really fancy camera on there that it senses how the distance of all the different things. So if you're pointing at something, it uses the right lens to get a clearer image. It's supposed to be really good. They call it a pro-grade camera. Capture the world as you see it with 6 pro-grade cameras and ultra-wide field of vision and a dual 3D depth sensing camera in there. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
They've got that in there. The screen on it, they've called the Infinity Screen. And it's a 6.7 QHD frameless display. So, it doesn't have a frame on it. Awesome. Love it. The camera on there, they've got a little punch out that they put the camera that's facing you. So it's part of the screen itself. The screen wraps around it.
Mm.
So if you do get something over there, it might be in the way of the camera.
That's the thing that's hard to tell, too, when you crack the screen on a lot of the stuff. Did you take the camera out or not? Because a lot of times the camera is so close or incorporated into that screen layer. It's like, well, did you crack the camera lens? Well, I don't know. The
yeah, and cracked. Here's something. Here's an issue myself. What's wrong with this? You see the issue on my camera? My camera, I put a. I usually put a dot over it. I usually put a sticker over my selfie camera because I just don't. I want my camera off whenever I can. Physically off. I want to make sure that no one's looking at me, period, unless I want them to be
we
looking.
We need little sliding shutters. You just flip
I've seen those. You actually can get those. Yeah. They sell them. You know, I've gone on to Amazon before and picked them up. They,
I mean like built into the unit itself.
They used to have that, and then they stopped doing that.
Yeah.
You don't see that anymore. So I like the idea of having privacy shutters on there. I don't want to actually... You know, send images out that I don't want to send, you know, intentionally.
Right.
That's one thing that's an issue with that. But got an intelligent battery on there, a 4,500 mAh battery. That's a big battery.
Yeah, it's very good.
So the screen, but it's got a lot of screen to run, 6.7-inch screen, and you're going to have a big battery to back it up, though. So I do like that aspect of it.
I'm sure being 5G is going to suck down a lot of power, so you want to have a good-sized battery on there to make it last longer.
Yeah, they do offer, like, four different versions. And now that they've got the 5G, it's four different versions of this phone. So they've got the Galaxy S10e. It's a little bit more economical. Yep. They've got the S10. Then the S10 Plus, basically those are very similar, except the S10 Plus is going to be a bigger screen on it. And now they've got the S10 5G.
When are they coming out with the S10i?
The S10i? I don't know.
The S10i for idiots. This is down to 2G.
I don't know. Don't know. It'll be
looks good, but you ain't going anywhere.
Yeah. Well, that'd be my phone, I guess. Let's see, accelerate your connection. So, the 5G offers great speeds. The interesting thing about T-Mobile is, and I'm not sure they're there yet, but they've got two things. There's two technologies out there for 5G, and that is one of them is to try to use the lower bands to get the distance and coverage out there. So they want to get coverage out there. And then the other half of it's the mmWave stuff, which is the ultra-high stuff. But the problem with mmWave is it works great. It does super, super speedy transmission of all these of all the data, but the issue with it is it's not going to pierce every building. You know, you can shut a door and stop this stuff. Oops. You know, so you've got to watch that. There's going to be issues with the mmWave stuff, but that's why they've got both on their side. They're really T-Mobile actually sounds like they're better set up to handle 5G. Then maybe the
I
others
remember
are.
There was one that was using like a combination between the towers and Wi-Fi routers to do that. Was that?
They've got that too. Yeah, you can put that in your house and get like 2.4 and 5 gigahertz. You know, I was actually asking T-Mobile to tell me more about this. There's channel 46. There's band 46 on this stuff. Now, through looking it up, I believe that that actually is the router frequency that we were talking about. But
that was kind of how they were going to help with 5G. So they'd have the towers, but then all of the routers all over the place were going to help boost that along as well. So it could kind of like work both at the same time.
I tell you, there's an issue with that, though. I want to be able to block an antenna. And reason being is I work at a building that I am just within the range of somebody that has one of those hotspots.
Yeah.
And I'm just barely within the range. So my phone wants to connect to it all the time. And I'm just far enough that I get a terrible connection. So I'd like to be able to ban them, but I can't do it. That's one thing that bothers me about that particular issue is it's still a little bit of a technology that I don't particularly like yet. It's great if you've got one of those things at your place and you're close enough to it. Work fantastic, but if you're just on the edge like I am, it's not really happy. They do have the accelerated speeds. Love the downloads. Love looking forward to it. Now, the biggest issue that you're going to have if you get this is the areas that you're going to get
is you're going to start out, if you're in Atlanta, Cleveland, Dallas, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, and New York, you're great because right. they've got it there. Now, I know that they've come on with a few more areas besides that, too. I don't know what they are, but they do have more cities than that. So check online or check with T-Mobile before you buy the phone to make sure that you've got it. This is, you know, T-Mobile's billing this for early adopters. Now, like I said, if you're in Dallas, then why not? Just because I'm here almost all the time.
Yeah.
Love the idea of being able to get 5G. But I'm telling you what, that $1,299, just don't know if it's going to happen.
I'll tell you, man, $400 was kind of my breaking point, and so I'm kind of eking a little more, maybe towards $6, but that's as far as it's going.
Well, that's why I'm going to either, I will probably consider, the more I talk about it, the more I'm talking myself out of doing the $1,299. I want it because I want the speeds, but frankly, if I get the either the Galaxy S9 Plus, you can get it, you know, it's funny, that used to be used, then they started using the word refurbished.
Uh-huh.
Now they've switched the word to
reconditioned.
Well, that one too, but no.
What are they using now?
The new word is renewed.
Renewed.
If you go out there, you don't find refurbished anymore. They're all renewed.
That's like used cars is now. Oh, it's pre-owned.
Pre-owned.
That's it. It's a pre-owned phone.
Yes. It's pre-owned. Pre-owned. So, I did see pre-owned out there for a while for these.
Yeah.
But now they're renewed.
If they really want to get the kids hooked with it, instead of saying renewed, they should say it's regenerated.
Okay.
See, like Doctor Who.
Ah, there you go.
This is the old phone. All of a sudden, oh, no, it's changing. Oh, no. It's an HTC. Oh, no, wait a minute. It's a Samsung.
There you go. So these phones are fantastic.
And technically, with the numbers they have, it's now the 10th.
Yeah, but getting back to Samsung. It. Well, and I think I saw it said it has Android 9 on it. I think they finally jumped away from the letters that they were always doing.
Yeah, they were. Last time I heard was Android.
P was the last one that I'd seen.
Yeah, the
Pi. Right.
That was what they were at. Oreo was kind of.
Yeah, and actually, P didn't stand for anything.
It didn't.
Yeah, I believe it did not. They
I
said.
It stood for pie.
I think you're right. Originally, everybody was billing it as pie,
yeah.
And then when they came out, they said it didn't stand for anything.
We just called it P because we liked it.
Yep. So now I think it's Android 9. They went straight from P to 9.
So you think there'll be an Android Q?
I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, so that's pretty much it on the biggest details. You know, Verizon had it for a limited time, but they only had it for about a month.
Yeah.
What else? Any other? No, not much else on that. So, those are the details.
I was, you know, we talked before about HTC having a 5G hub, which looks like it's been getting some pretty good reviews. However, the price is kind of pricey. You know, it's like $699 at Sprint. So I was thinking, I know that HTC was coming out with other 5G phones, so I went to look. Right now, the only thing they have is the U12 Plus, which is the 4G LTE.
Uh-huh.
And so the hub is the only thing right now that they have out that is 5G.
Okay. Well, I get it, and it is expensive, but for some people. For some people, and probably the same people that are going to buy this $1,299 phone, you know, just it's worth it to have that kind of speed because you should get some great speed out of it. I'd love to do some speed tests on it to check it out, but,
yeah.
You know, the idea is that you're going to have speeds that are even faster than fiber, you know, because you're really, you're limited to, what, one gigabyte. On
right.
fiber. Well, that's what I see mostly.
In fact, they say here, I just sent a review from Tom's Guide, says the 5G hub for Sprint from HTC is half hotspot, half smart speaker.
Okay.
It's got Android 9 in it, so it looks like it has apps and stuff that you can get all your stuff come down in 5G and be able to listen to it. That's fascinating.
I want to look up the speed while we're talking here. Let's see. True Mobile 5G Sprint. Sprint for all. I don't know. As soon as I can find this, as soon as I can find some speed tests, I'll let you know.
Okay. All right, we'll come back. We're going to talk about some other things as well. And you're listening to McWilliams Cyberline. We will be right back. Cyberline with you, 844-RADIO-US, 844-RADIO-US. Okay, we got to talk about this.
What's that?
I am surprised. Alexa abuse. Amazon's Alexa started calling a man craphead, we'll say.
Okay.
That was the whole other one. After he canceled his Amazon Prime subscription.
A little bit harsher language than that.
Yes. So, Michael Slade, 29, shocked to hear his Amazon Echo Dot call him the rude name day after he had canceled his Prime subscription.
Now, how did this happen? I mean, it sounds like a joke.
Yeah, it does.
What happened?
Well, it told him that he was that word after he asked it to play some music. Said he heard the insult through his smart speaker after asking Alexa to play some music. Says, after coming home and asking the personal assistant to do the music, he got the reply, sure, here's your playlist, craphead, on Amazon Music. Now, it also, I've totaled a couple things. One time it made me mad because it kept pulling out like that 2001 Space Odyssey deal. You know, where it says, here's, play the Doors, play this and all that. The same thing's been happening to me now. I think the thing's gone senile. And I basically yelled at it one day. I said, Alexa, you're a bleeping idiot. And it wrote back, it went back to me and says, well, you're a bleeping idiot too. But I said the full word. She said it, but bleeped out the front part. So it actually will do it.
Really?
But they have it bleeped. And that's when I first heard of it. So yes, this could have happened.
Well, that's crazy. But it's probably not a wise decision to have your computer cuss people out.
Said that tried to cancel my subscription and had a short conversation with someone in customer services, and the next day my Alexa is calling me names. I've spoken to technical support. They've never heard of this happening before. And said he's never set up a playlist on Amazon Music and has no idea why it's playing up. Now, I do understand this. Remember we talked about last month and a month before, they are now starting to have playlists like Spotify.
Uh-huh.
So you can actually call music up, but you'll say play some kind of song, and then let you play it, but then it plays other songs similar to like Spotify does, and will have some kind of ads in it. So that's probably what happened. That's why he's getting this playlist, is he asked for the song, and then it created a playlist around it.
Mm-hmm.
But why it would call him the name, that I'm surprised.
Oh, who knows? You know, sometimes it's saying something else and it sounds like that, or,
well,
you know.
This next part, I think, is kind of adding insult to injury. It says, after contacting Amazon, they send him a $5 gift voucher to compensate him. £5. £5. It's $10 US. Ooh, wow. What can I go spend $10 on Amazon for my trouble of being called a craphead? And he says, they kept saying sorry, but they didn't know what had happened. And he says, never made a playlist. And when this happened, everything was going. And he was a bit annoyed at the gift card they sent him. Yeah, £5 is hardly enough for being called a craphead.
Right.
Here's 50 pounds. So I don't know. Can we duplicate this? Oh, he got better, though. After the son, who came out with this, approached Amazon about it, they offered him a free membership for a year and a $250 pound gift voucher.
Ah.
So it pays to call the local rag and have this done. But I've never had that happen to me. And well, I've never gotten the weird laugh that people talk about.
Darn it, I was going to bring something up.
Oh, we can come back to it. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.